Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
You do not want to miss the 19th annual Gecko Fest. The city of Gulfport celebrates the end of summer with its largest festival of the year, August 31st, from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Admission is free, and we are pet and family friendly. Find out more about this event and others at SIK Promotions on Facebook or call 727-322-5217. Gecko Fest, August 31st, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on TAN Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAN Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's TAN Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston, I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream?
Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't, but keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood, always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
It's Friday night, and you know what that means. It's time for the number one entertainment show in Tampa Bay. Now, here's your host, the lady with all the connections, Dawn Reese. Lights, camera, action. You're on.
Well, Bobby, we're so excited that you're here. And he's actually, what are you studying in school?
Theater stage management.
That's amazing.
UCF.
Another star is born. And we're here. We're so excited. We have a full packed show. We're so glad that you tuned in on Friday night. It's 8:08. Before we start our show, we do have something special. We're going to do with one of our new Beauty Queen reporters for Beauty, Health, and Wellness. And actually, we're going to crown. This song is for you, Carrie. We have one of our reporters, and we have reporters worldwide, and Carrie is going to be crowned officially. So you could be a reporter. Inbox me on Facebook, Dawn Reese, Hollywood Connections, or call 727-871-7788. So anyways, Carrie, this is your song, and here we go. This is for you. While that's playing, we have, introduce yourself.
I'm April LeFrew, former Mrs. America and Mrs. World 2012.
It is such an honor to have her here. We're going to find out how she got the titles, and she's going to help me crown Carrie. So let's put up that song, and let's do an official crowning to be a Beauty Queen reporter for 2020.
I got to take this off.
Yes,
right?
Yes, I need her help. Keep that song rolling. Hollywood Connections, our crowning moment here. Here we go, Carrie.
The most glorious part of you. And that will be your crowning glory, your whole life through. It'll always be your crowning glory, the most glorious part of you. Melodious laugh. Call you more lovely than others by half. The one who's right,
my gorgeous prince,
will be honest and true.
Oh, believe in me too.
And prize your heart of gold the way I do.
He'll know that will be your crowning glory, your whole life's through.
watching us live on Tan Talk Radio. You have to see both these gorgeous women here. And Carrie has a year to have so much fun with us. And we have so many events coming up. And she'll be wearing her crown and sash and getting autographs and doing grand openings. If you have one, let me know. So in the meantime, we're going to come back and interview Carrie. And also tell everybody again who you are.
Hi, everyone. My name is April Lufrio. And I'm honored to be here with Dawn. I mean, she interviews all these major movie stars.
Wait a second. You're on Home Shopping Network. She has a lot
of little pipsqueak, I feel like, with everyone else you've had on here. But yes.
You have a documentary on your life, and we're excited to talk to you more about some things. And I know we have some guests on the phone. We're going to come back with these gorgeous ladies. Congratulations. Everyone on Facebook that you're watching, please put a love and congratulations to Carrie for her new year. We really appreciate that love. And I'm Dawn Reese, and this is Hollywood Connections to get you connected in show business. In the meantime, we have somebody on the phone, right, Bobby?
Yes, we do.
Who's on the phone?
Let's see. Lisa is joining us.
Hi, Lisa. What would you like to say? She is our other co-host, a major co-host. She's on her way to The Voice. I don't have a voice. It's coming back. She's on her way to Atlanta. Lisa, you're on a road trip.
I am here. How are you, ladies?
We're so fabulous.
So happy for you. I wish I was there, but I got to be at The Voice.
I love you, Lisa. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for God and for you.
Well, guess what?
I'm just a vessel. Thank you.
Well, Lisa's crowning moment is next week as Miss Latina Showbiz, and hopefully you can come back and talk more about your career if you're available, April.
I think you told me to come back.
Yes,
yeah.
April, we really want you to come back.
Yes.
You're awesome.
This is fun. This is like a girls' night out.
It is. Yeah. I like that. We should have another show called The Girls' Night Out.
Well, we have wine and painting parties that we're doing with 55 and up.
Uh-oh.
Oh, there we go. There we go. Well, Lisa, hold on, because we got some other major guests calling in, and they'll be calling in just a few minutes. And do we have our special VIP guest?
Not yet.
We're waiting. So in the meantime, April.
Yes.
So you became Mrs. Florida.
I did.
And then what happened?
Well, let me go back a little bit further, because before I won Florida, I competed for 22 years. I started at the age of 19 just because, you know, I always thought pageantry was fun and glamorous, and I just wanted to be a part of it. Well, fast forward, I never won anything. I was just either in top 10 or a few times I never made anything.
Okay.
But I never came close to winning. And the whole purpose why I went back into pageantry, because I found that I could get an audience for people to listen.
Right.
My kids were diagnosed with a blinding eye disease called retinitis pigmentosa.
Oh, wow.
So that's why I went back to compete in pageants. So it was right after they were diagnosed, I'm like, you know what? Let me go and enter Mrs. Florida America. There's several organizations of pageantry, and they're at the top.
Right.
So I'll fly. I'm going to go do this. I'm going to go full gusto to the top. But I didn't win. And I was like, okay, this isn't for me. And this gentleman that was there, that was a sponsor for the pageant, heard my story, was so impressed, and he kind of coached me into going back. Told me these few key things, like you said.
We had had a coach?
It was just critique.
Okay.
Criticism. Okay. So I always tell people, when someone gives you constructive criticism, you know, don't take it to heart. Take it as an improvement. We all have to improve in life. So I went back and I won.
Wow.
And had no idea that the Mrs. America pageant was 6 weeks later. I just wanted to win Florida.
Right.
That was it. The Tampa Tribune wanted to interview me, and I wanted to be on like local TV stations just to spread my message about my kid's eye disease. And I was standing on stage, and they're crowning me, and they're like, you're going to Mrs. America in 6 weeks. I was like, oh my God, what did I get myself into?
So let me show the titles here before we go to our two VIP guests in a minute. So we have the Mrs. America title. Now, I have to tell you a secret. I was a baby. I was a baby, and I was in the Mrs. America pageant in 1982. And if I would have known what I know now, I'll tell you.
Oh, you would have walked away with
it. It's amazing. So the Mrs. America pageant is for married ladies.
Yes.
Gorgeous title. And we're going to do more interviews with you and what you've done with your title in the next half hour. So stay tuned. You don't want to miss this, because that title, and the title that you're wearing as well, Carrie, is going to open doors of opportunity. And you're going to find find out from the expert that's here. You can't get any more expert when you have a Mrs. World.
I know, right? I'm so humbled by this experience.
Yeah, thank you. And it's true, because it's amazing how a sparkly crown and a sash makes you a celebrity and people want to listen and talk to you.
That's right.
Oh, wow.
And the notoriety that you get in the newspapers and,
right,
and people.
Right.
And so we're going to be back. And you've got some gorgeous crowns here.
Thank
so
you.
What crown is what crown here before we go to our guest? We have, was that the from the Mrs. America?
This was my Mrs. Florida.
Oh,
Mrs.
Wow.
Florida crown.
That's
this is
so
my
beautiful.
Mrs. Florida crown.
Okay.
And my other ones, oh my goodness, I wore them so much that they're all beat up. But let me pull out my...
Oops. I think you need some help.
I do need some
We're
help.
We're just showing this live video if you're watching.
This is my Mrs. World crown.
Wow.
This is the top. You can't go any higher, and I feel so honored. Because people ask me, what are you doing next? I go, what can I do next? I can't go any higher.
Watch her on Home Shopping Network. She said she was on for 24 hours yesterday.
Yesterday I was on for 24 hours. I had a Today special representing a shoe brand called Beezy's. And to get a Today special is a big deal.
Right.
And usually the owner of the brand would come down and do the Today special. And she was like, no, April, you can do it. And I was like, oh, my God, I was so nervous. I had Hershey squirts.
Oh.
it was crazy. But I did it, and we actually sold 92% of our product. So it was just like, oh.
So where can they go to buy those?
HSN.com.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's my mom and I's favorite place.
My mom, too.
She
lives on HSN.
Yeah, yeah. So, Lisa, we're going to come back with a question for April shortly, but let's play that commercial. I'll tell you, I found a product. We're also going to be selling products. We're going to have an hour of product selling, and we're going to feature these. I'm going to show you the other one from Aqua Vault, but I want to play this quick commercial. We'll be right back with his story in just a minute. Lisa, you'll be interviewing him as well on the road. I'm Dawn Reese, Hollywood Connections, 106.1 FM, The Heat.
Congratulations on choosing Aqua Vault. Now you can enjoy your time at the beach, by the pool, or at the water park without worry. AquaVault is both a visual deterrent and a functional locking safe with a 3-digit code that you can reprogram anytime you like. Let's review how to use AquaVault. Insert your valuables, close the lid, and turn the knob clockwise, 1/4 turn to lock. That's it. Your cash, wallet, jewelry, mobile phones, room keys, and car keys are now safe, and you get to enjoy your day in the sun. Be sure to adjust the settings on the lock to something other than your combination and test to ensure it's closed and locked properly. To set the code on your lock, open your AquaVault, set the code to 000. Rotate the knob to the unlock position so the metal clasp is down. On the inside of the unit, move the small lever up by first pushing it over, then up. Set the code on the lock to your desired combination. Now, move the small lever back to its original position simply by pushing down. It will snap back into place. Now close the lid, turn the knob clockwise, 1/4 turn to lock, and change the code. Your AquaVault is locked. To open, simply move the numbers to your saved combination. Turn the knob counterclockwise, 1/4 turn, and open the lid. AquaVault, enjoy the sun without getting burned. Visit theaquavault.com to learn more and to get yours today.
Well, we're talking pageants behind the scenes and everything here. So let's go to our VIP guest first, and we have another one coming on in just a moment. And Jeremy, we'll be right with you. So, John, are you there?
Yes, thank you very much.
I hope you're enjoying our show, Hollywood Connections. And so anyways, we just played that commercial. What I was so impressed with, and I heard your story. Tell us your story, how you came up with this product.
So I was attending a wedding down in South Beach with a couple of buddies. And first day we go down to the pool, put our stuff under our lounge chairs, tuck them in our shoes, go for a swim, come back, and everything was gone. And so that moment we quickly realized that something needs to be done about this perpetual problem that we've always worried about, but we were never victims of it. And as soon as it happened, the kind of light bulb went off, and, you know, that was the beginning of what we created now.
Wow, so you've got many products. I'm going to be showing one a week here that we have. And I'm holding the Aqua Vault, the white one, where you can actually set it yourself with a lock. And, you know, we're impressed because you said Damon was actually helping you promote this. And I've been seeing so many of the hotels that you have been talking about that everybody's using this because, you know, when you're at the beach or the lazy river or any place, you can put your keys.
Bring it over here.
You can bring your keys and put everything in here and then your wallet and lock it up. And it's amazing because you can go and relax and not keep looking for your stuff. I mean, how many times on the beach do I look for my keys or I look for something? And I'm like, okay, there's the umbrella there. That's where it's at. It's okay. Now I can go in the water and be safe and know that my stuff is safe. And so where can they buy this product?
So you can get it on our website at theaquavault.com. You can buy it on Amazon. And then if you want to go into the retailers, you can get it at Bed Bath Beyond.
Bass
Pro, Disney. So we have quite the distribution, so we make it easy for people to be able to purchase it.
Well, we want to thank Shark Tank because you were on it, and look what has happened. And I have an expert here. I'm going to put her on the spot. And she's been on HSN. She's a host herself. And so I'm going to put, this is April. She was Mrs. America and Mrs. World. So what would you do if you were promoting that product?
I would first like to tell everyone how easy it is. I think the number one thing when you go to the beach or anywhere, because of the sand, you end up losing your keys in the sand.
Right.
And everything, you're so happy to be there. You're not thinking straight, so everything's a disarray. Your phone is somewhere. Your keys are somewhere. So this is a good place to keep everything in one compartment where you know how to find it. And you have your own access lock. Make it personalized, and it's really nice and lightweight. It's not going to weigh down your bag whatsoever.
Exactly, and this right here goes over the lawn chair. So
I was wondering what this opening
does.
Was.
It does?
I need all the features and benefits here. But, okay, so that slides onto your lawn chair.
Right.
Nice. Now, can you lock this onto your lawn chair, or is it just lockable here with the code?
So you lock it onto your lounge chair, and that's actually the reason we invented it, and we found through customers, you know, reaching out to us saying that they're not only using it for lounge chairs, but they're locking up their valuables on their strollers, their golf carts, their bicycles, their boat railings. They're even using them in hotel rooms and college dorm rooms now as an in-room safe as
wow.
they attach it to the closet rod. So it's kind of taken on a world of its own,
yeah.
far beyond what we ever anticipated, but obviously this is something that we're pleased to know.
Wow. And I'm sure the durability of your, I'm not sure what it's composed of, like some kind of plastic. This is very durable, so no one can break into it. Is that how?
Correct. So the white Aqua Vault that you're looking at right now is made from high impact ABS plastic.
Okay.
And then the black Flex Safe is made from a slash resistant ballistic nylon.
And I can tell that your hinge in the back here has got a very, kind of a metal type of screw, so this is not anything that's going to break apart. You could tell you reinforced it really well with the metal and on the hinge.
Correct, thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah, yeah. And it's got some nice weight to it, but not overly heavy whatsoever. Very cool.
Yeah.
Right. And next week we're going to promote the other one, the Flex that you have with for bikes, and I use it on mine as well, and when I'm running into a place and putting my lockets in there, and so whatever I need in my wallet. So we're going to promote that as well. And we want to thank you for calling in and promoting the site, and we wish you much success, and I'm still going to keep promoting this on the air as well.
Thank you very much. I'm so happy you guys allowed for this, and I can't thank you enough.
Awesome. Well, hopefully sales will go up some more, right?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, enjoy your night. Thank you so much for calling in. This is Hollywood Connections. This is Product Moment, and this is exciting.
Well.
Thank you. God bless. Alrighty. All right. So what do you think of that product? It's pretty cool.
Why didn't I think of it?
I know. That's what
I'm always like missing the boat. I'm like, I could have done that, but I'm not creative whatsoever. So when people come up and invent products,
right.
I'm pretty amazed because I just don't have that kind of thing in me.
I know. And it's how they get out there and they sell it. That's amazing. And that's why I like watching the Shark Tank and you know, finding the products
yeah.
and finding people that want more promotion as well. So we've got some more people that we'll have on. Well, let's go to Jeremy. He's our VIP guest calling from California. Jeremy, are you there?
Oh, hey, you guys are awesome, and I believe in your dreams. My name's Jeremiah Knight. I'm from Orange Beach, Alabama, which is just on the border there of Florida. And I am the author of Diaries of a Holy Night, The In-Between. It is a Christian fantasy for young adults. And it is, also, congratulations to Karen.
Yay, Carrie!
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
We have a hand up there.
I'm 33, but you look younger than I am. So I don't know what you're doing. I know what you're doing, but keep doing it.
CBD.
We're going to talk about that shortly. In the meantime, so Jeremiah, tell us about your, because I downloaded it, and I want to thank you because I wasn't really, known to what Kindle was all about. You know, the Kindle. Kindle. And
absolutely.
Yes, and so you can buy the book on Amazon. But, this is the first time I've ever could read books on the Kindle. So I'm excited.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
I'm like you. I'm not techie.
I'm excited that somebody, famous as you is reading it. I mean, that's huge.
You're adorable. You're adorable. And I'll tell you, God just opening doors. And, I'm reading what I'm reading so far in this book. I'm up to the therapy part. But tell us a little bit more.
Chapter two.
Diaries of a Holy Night and the In-Between, the second edition. So tell us what the story is about. And I see this as a movie.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Absolutely. And I do apologize. I say, ma'am, I was both in the military and in the South, so I have to, prison time. So what happens is that God sends seven teens to a world called the In-Between, and they have to save an angel from a demon king, but the real challenge starts when they get back.
Ah!
High school.
I love how he got passionate about
dangerous.
It.
Dangerous. And there's a lot of stuff. It's just kids, dealing with normal kid stuff, dating, and, I'm cooler than this kid, and they also have to find Jesus. And while finding Jesus, they fight demons. It's this huge thing.
That's a daily thing.
It is. I was about to say.
Goodness, yeah. Every day.
The devil's around 24/7.
Yep. Yeah.
But he's under our feet in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Amen. That's what I'm talking about, in the name of Jesus. I love it.
So tell us, where can they buy the book? And we put you all over social media. So Amazon Prime, are you doing any book signing anywhere as well?
I think that's upcoming. I'm also a corrections officer, so I'm really happy on these interviews. But when I'm at work, I'm a totally different person. So, I try to go to Pensacola and do the Barnes & Noble there, or go up to Spanish Fort. There will definitely be some in the future. But right now, I'm really trying to get Diaries of a Holy Night, The In-Between, as a Christian fantasy Japanese anime onto Netflix. That's really what I'm trying to push, because Japanese anime are huge with kids right now.
Yes, they
and
are.
I think, if we could put Jesus, which this whole book is all about Jesus,
amen,
out there on a platform like Netflix, we can get this this message of Christ to every kid in America and beyond.
Well, I know April has a question, but I'm going back in the schools called Be Cool, Stay in School. And mm-hmm. I want to talk about this and let kids know that they can download it, they can buy the book. I think it's fabulous. And I'll be doing a test run in the schools for you as well. That's my surprise to you.
Thank you so much.
Yes, because it is Christian-based, and that's what I'm looking for. I know April has a question.
So what was your inspiration to write this book, and how long ago was it written?
Okay, so there was many different inspirations. I don't know if we have enough time. But here's the thing. Where I come from in Minnesota, we have these things called winters, and they last 13 months out of the year.
Iowa.
Yes, yes.
Oh, yeah. So you know how it goes.
That's where I was from,
had a lot of time on your hands.
I read fantasy all the time because I wanted to be anywhere else but the tundras, but the 50 below zero.
I see.
And so when I finally moved down here, with the Army and meeting my wife, and then my wife's twin sister, getting murdered, and then we have to come down here adopt my wife's twin sister's kid, a lot of stuff happened. So we moved down here, and we started helping this youth group. And this youth group, these kids were one way at school, which is the Gulf Shores High School, mm-hmm. and one way at church. And I was like, what if God took these kids and said, hey, I need you to go and do something for me in this world called the In-Between. Would you do it? They have this foundation to base that off of. A lot of these kids, and I really do apologize because I am a corrections officer, but a lot of these kids are growing up now, and I know what kind of foundation they don't have at home because of drug use or whatever. And now I'm seeing them you know, all these years later in our jail. You know, and it's just,
it's sad.
That's a whole nother show, Jeremiah. We're going to talk about, you know.
I really do apologize. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, no,
no, that's good. No. I have a friend named Chris right now. Her son actually, she had the hula hoop, and I want to get her on, and she was on HSN, and her son was had suicide, and she's going around doing a kindness tour. She just got an RV, and I don't know what areas, but we're going to be tracking her and helping her out as well. Carrie, you have a question.
Yeah, I was just wondering, like, how many books you've written and how long it took you to write the book?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Because I'm writing a book, so.
Are you really?
Well, I've started. I do apologize. Let's just put it this way.
I'm going to write a book, so that's a good question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys will do it a lot faster than I did it. mine's fantasy. If you've got something to base it off of, like nonfiction, those are a lot more fluid because you have something to base that off. I was sitting here just like thinking, well, what would that look like? And, you know, just, and I did that from 2012 to 2017 is when I had the first edition. I put that out there. Complete trash. And then I went through an actual publisher, New Life Clarity, which is Patty Sadler's. She's over in Salt Lake City, Utah.
Oh.
And she really brought it up to the level it needed to be. And so now I'm popular in India and Australia.
Wow.
Well, that's awesome.
I know we have Lisa. She's on her way to The Voice over in Atlanta. Lisa, are you still there?
Lisa V.
I still am.
Yeah. Jump in, Miss Co-host. Do you have a question for Jeremiah?
Woo. No, sorry. I was late.
Yes, I do. Donald will let you know that I have a story concerning a book that I'm starting to write, and I'll just give you the title and it can be backed up by my church and pretty much everybody in it. It's called God May Not Have Facebook, but He gave me the password, how I caught my cheating ex-husband.
Uh-oh. Oh, my goodness. Oh,
that's a lifetime
another
story.
That's oh, another life. Yeah.
And it's very true, and it's comical because the swing actually where it comes full circle. So in my situation, where do I reach out and who do I get to? Because I promise you, it will be a bestseller because it's 100%.
Oh, absolutely. Just talk to Patty Sadler at New Life Clarity. She'll hook you up. She'll get the address. Me with a title like that. You don't even have to have a book cover. They're just gonna buy it. That sounds fantastic. You know, when I moved down here from Minnesota, we have almost zero divorce where I come from because I think because you know the winters are so long and nobody can escape.
Right.
Down here, and everybody's divorced. I'm like, what is going on? What
it sounds this? Like Iowa, honey.
Yeah. Oh, there you have it.
Wow.
6 feet of snow. You're not going anywhere. Anyway.
So Jeremiah, you know, so what did you write it up with Amazon and you're selling it off of Amazon? I mean, is that how you when you wrote it or you found your publisher first?
No. Okay. So when I self-published, oh my goodness gracious! When I self-published, what a disaster! I had 148,000 words in this book, and I came to realize later on that 40,000 didn't even belong in that book.
Oh,
but
wow.
You know, publisher. And so I put it up. I bought a cover off of Fiverr. I bought editing off of TikTok or something like that, and. The editing didn't go well the first time. I didn't even read the book before I put it up because I thought the editing was done. I come to find out that there were thousands, literally thousands of grammatical errors in there. I'm not an English major, so I was really hoping for the editing to help. And so, a lot of, I think I sold about 10,000 of the books the first time. They're mostly
wow.
free.
That's a
and
lot of books.
And they got back to me
yeah.
that the story was good. Oh, well, thank you so much. I was just, you know, hey, take this. And so they got back to me that the story was great, but this really needs to change. And I said, okay, I'm going to really dial down on this. And for the next year, I just really just kept editing. And then this lady, Patty Sadler, who I met through Eric Zuli with the Easy Way Family.
Right. Hi, Eric. I know we've been so super busy. I love Eric. Okay.
Oh, I think my husband
was
got
okay.
here.
Okay. Awesome. And his future wife, what is Dante Sears?
Right.
Oh, goodness, I lost track. Well, whatever. Patty Sadler reached out to me. I put that off for a whole year because I was still trying to do it my way, not God's way.
And then God's like, hey, go back to Patty Saddler. I said, you got it, God. And so we went to Patty Saddler, and we got this thing done in like 2 weeks.
Amazing.
When God tells you to go, you go.
That's it.
That's right.
Oh, well, absolutely.
You're more of a documentary. We're going to still have to do a Facebook Live with you soon. And we want to thank you for calling in. I know we have such an amazing show today. And Mrs. actually World, the past Mrs. World here. And Carrie, our new crowned Miss Florida Beauty and Health reporter. And Jeremiah, woo! Thank you so much. And what again, where can they buy your book?
Oh, okay, so it's on Amazon, it's on Barnes & Noble, and it's in select Barnes & Noble bookstores.
Oh, that's right. So I'm going to come back. We're going to get him back on again. I know on Thursday we have another show.
That's a full hour.
I know.
Speaking with them and the whole process of, you know, creating and writing and publishing a book.
Yeah. Maybe we need a half hour with you.
You guys can all do it, and you all should.
I do. I believe
we would love to pick your brain and find out how.
Right, because she's in the process of writing, and that's my next bucket list to do that.
So there you got an expert on there.
Yeah. Well, I've actually written for 10 years, but it's all like notebooks that I haven't put together yet.
Okay. Ah, gotcha.
If you guys ever get a chance, there's an author by the name of Bob Berg. Can he does the Go-Giver. He is fantastic. He actually lives over there close to you guys in Tampa. And and this guy's a New York Times bestseller. I've actually reached out to him and talked to him on Messenger. He's amazing.
Well, you have to hook us up, and we'll get you on with him. So we're excited. Well, thank you, Jeremiah, actually, for calling in. We want to thank you for all your blessings and Godspeed ahead. And we have Scott Devine. He was the writer for Shark Attack 1, 2, and 3, another writer. And I've got another show to get you on, Joy on Paper. I think that would be good with her show on Tuesday and Thursday as a writer. And so we'll be right back. But, Jeremiah, thank you so much for calling in. Godspeed ahead.
Thank you, Jeremiah. We enjoyed your talk.
Yes, it was awesome. Amazing. And I'm reading that. So we're going to get him back on. All right, so let's go to our next guest. We have Scott Devine. And I met him over not at Shark Tank. It was Shark Con. And we had the privilege with my Belle. And we're going to play her interview next week because we're so short of time. But Scott Devine is the writer for Shark Attack 1, 2, and 3 on Amazon Prime. So welcome, Scott. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Good evening, ladies. Thanks for having
me. Hi, Scott.
Woo. Hi, Scott.
I don't know if we have a theme song for Shark Attack, but Bobby can look for that on Amazon or Shark Attack 1, 2, and 3.
Oh, I think he found something.
You found something, Bobby?
It sounded like Jaws.
And my husband here, like, watches all those Shark documentaries. Oh, my gosh. He knows everything about them.
Well, we're going to have the mic over because this is the writer from Shark Attack 1, 2, and 3. And this is April. She was a former Miss World and Miss America. And so welcome to the show. What is your name?
George Lufrio. How you doing?
Hi, George. Welcome. And we're so glad your wife is here. And so what would you like to ask Scott? You love Amazon Prime. You love watching shark movies.
Yes, absolutely. So where's your favorite place to visit when it comes to sharks?
Ooh.
Favorite place to visit to like sea sharks?
Yeah, to sea sharks.
To sea sharks. Well, I mean, I have to be honest. I've gone scuba diving in the past. I have yet to a shark in the wild. I was told there were sharks in the area one time when I was scuba diving. Scuba-dooby-ing. One of my my favorite experiences of seeing a great white shark in person up close was several years ago. I went to the Monterey Bay Aquarium up in Northern California. And during that time, they were bringing in for a short amount of time juvenile great white sharks. They were the only facility in the world, if I remember that correctly, that was able to do it. They were able to keep the sharks for a short amount of time. And I'm like, wow, this is kind of freaky because, you know, it kind of mirrors what we had in one of the Shark Attack movies. But I remember taking, you know, just being a couple feet away, of course, through about a foot of protective plexiglass see this shark up close. And it was just so amazing to see how majestic and how and just how awe-inspiring they looked and how they seemed to move with such little effort. It was like watching a living torpedo. So.
Well, I have another lady that missed you over at Shark Con, and she's my co-host. She's on her way to The Voice to audition and do interviews. Okay. And Lisa V is on the road, and she's trying to write a movie about her life. And Lisa, welcome back to the show.
Yes.
And you have a question for Scott Devine.
I do. Typically, like, if your book does well, do you go to a movie, or does sometimes you can go to a screenwriter, and instead of doing a book, it goes right to a movie?
Well, there's many ways that does happen. There's a multitude of ways that can happen. I'll say for the Shark Attack movies, they were screenplays first. There was not a novelization made originally or after the fact. It wasn't based on a comic book, or it was based on an idea that popped in my head that I ended up developing with my writing partner at the time, William Hook, who wrote all three movies with me. But that is a really likes, if they're going to invest in a movie, they like to see that it succeeded in some other medium first, because it shows, hey, there already is an audience. There are people who are aware of it. So if you have a book that's selling well and all that, it will make it easier to potentially, you know, get a film made out of it. I mean, it's still a very steep hill to climb, but having that pre-existing material makes it just slightly a little easier.
If you're watching us live on Facebook, Carrie's crowd is stuck.
It's stuck.
Oh my God, girl, you are here.
Because it fell down. It fell down
over my face. This is a crowning moment here. Wow, Scott.
Does that qualify as a wardrobe malfunction?
Yes, actually, yes. The crown kind of
fell down over my face. To put it on.
So we have about 15 minutes left, and I want to thank you, Scott. And, you know, we're trying to get you back on, and I'm going to play some more of your interviews as well. And then, so, Scott, anybody, you know, that wants to know, how did you sell your screenplay to be, you know, on TV?
Well, it's an interesting story. A lot of interesting stories having to do with the business. And kind of unique. It's one thing I tell people is people always ask, how do you make it in the business? How do you make it in the industry? How do you, you know, get something done? And I will say there are so many different ways that something can happen and you never know. So every story is a little bit unique. And I'll tell you how Shark Attack 1 came to be. I had moved out to Los Angeles after getting my master's degree in filmmaking from Florida State. And so here I had an MFA degree, award-winning short films and all that, and my first job in Hollywood, pushing a mail cart at ICM, one of the big talent agencies, which I got through a temp agency. But they liked the way I pushed the mail cart, and they said, you know what, he's got a good attitude. And then,
don't step on toes.
Don't burn your bridge.
Do the best you can. Yeah, if you're going to sweep floors, be the best floor sweeper possible. You never know where an opportunity is going to present itself. So by doing that, they saw, wow, this guy actually, you know, is going to give his all. Let's let him float as an assistant. And after a couple of months of doing that, they offered me a full-time desk. So I was working for one of the agents there, and as his assistant, I was in his office listening to him have a conversation with the head of New Image / Millennium Pictures, the company that ended up making it. And they're having a conversation, and my boss at the time, agent, a man named Jack Gilardi, Uncle Jack as I would call him, represented Roy Scheider. Yes, Mr. Jaws himself, Roy Scheider.
Wow.
And they were saying, you know, Roy would love to do another shark movie. And the head of the production company said, well, we don't have a script available. And when they said that, an image popped in my head.
Yeah.
So I've loved sharks my entire life. And so I've studied sharks. Ever since I saw Jaws, I got into studying sharks on film, studying filmmaking, studying sharks, all that. So when they said that, and an image popped in my head, and it was the silliest of images. It was someone smuggling plutonium in a shark to avoid, you know, the authorities. And kind of ridiculous. But I saw that, and without thinking, I just blurted out to my boss, you know, I know as much about sharks as a lot of shark experts. I can write you a feature treatment in 2 days.
2 days?
And they went, okay, go ahead. And awesome. And I'm like, all right, excuse me for a second. I went out to the bathroom. I'm like, oh, my God, what have I gotten myself into? I picked up the phone, called my one buddy I had in L.A., one of my film school buddies, Will Hook. And I said, I'm working till 7 o'clock. I will be over after that. I need a writing partner in this. We have 2 days to come up with a shark feature film. Here's my idea. And that was the genesis of it.
Wow.
Funny thing is, that idea went out the window so quickly. Nothing like that appeared in the final film. But that gave us, that was the opportunity. And I will always say, if an opportunity presents itself, you grab onto it.
Yep.
But how does an opportunity often present itself? By working hard and looking for potential opportunity, looking for that in and all that. And when it came, you just grab on it and you run with it and you give it everything you got. Had I not spoken up, Shark Attack would probably never have happened.
For sure. So. And being at the right place at the right time and knowing the right people is a big part of that, too.
Exactly. It's networking.
All of it, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, networking, as much as I know most people, like myself, networking can be a pain, but you never know who you're going to meet and connect with down the road. And I'm like, for me, I'm still work with a lot of my film school buddies. And it's one of the things I say that's great about film school is here you are actually working with, quote unquote, the filmmakers of tomorrow or whatever, now. And you're working with them, and a lot of them go on to, you know, really great things and careers, you know, hopefully yourself included. So I still work with so many of the people I went to film school with.
Scott, this is going to be take one because we have more guests in the house. Can we follow this conversation on Shark Attack 2 for next week?
Yeah.
If the schedule allows and all that, sure.
We have questions.
Yes, I know Carrie has a quick question before we go to our next guest with Soap This, so go ahead.
Well, I was just wondering what got you to this point. Like, you were talking a little bit about that, but just, like, it's just so awesome that you're out there doing that, you know, and just, do you teach people that sharks aren't really, like, dangerous, you know? Because that's what I've heard, that they're really not, you know what I mean? Like, they don't go after you. Like, they're
more majestic.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I would suggest to people, one, Shark Week is coming on Discovery Channel.
Exactly.
This weekend. And I will say this, I think Shark Attack, the first film, turned 20 years old on July 30th. That's the night it premiered on HBO. So I still have the TV guide from that. But to get back to your question, when it comes to sharks, they are not monsters that they can be portrayed. Peter Benchley, who wrote the book for Jaws, in which the film was based, later on became a big advocate for sharks because he realized he hadn't necessarily portrayed an accurate, you know, role of what a shark is like. He was going by a lot of fear and conjecture. The one thing we had in Shark Attack 1, 2, and 3 that that Will and I insisted on is, in those films, the sharks are never, quote-unquote, I guess you'd say the bad guys. They don't just, they're not mindless killing machines. It's because man interfered.
Mm-hmm.
So it's us messing with the sharks, kind of made them more aggressive or put them in a situation they wouldn't normally be in. And all that. So,
that's it.
So, yes, I'm a big advocate of sharks and shark conservation. And absolutely, we need to protect these magnificent creatures.
Wow. Well, Scott, I know time goes so fast. And so we want to thank you for calling in. We'll be playing more of your interviews from SharkCon that we were at as well next week. And I'm Dawn Reese. Thank you, Scott. Where can they see your social media and where you're at?
Well, I mean, I'm on Facebook. I've got my website. You can go to rabidbadger.com is my website. There's contact information there. And I'm sure I'll be connected with your show. Always happy to talk to people.
Oh, Scott, maybe we'll just make you a part of it and bring guests. Sounds great.
Right.
God bless you. Thank you so much for the interviews at SharkCon.
Okay. All right. Have a good evening.
Wow. It goes so fast. And Carrie, we need to have you promote. We're about a minute and a half. You've got a product that you're doing. Do you have Carrie's commercial? We'll be right back.
I do.
And this explains everything. We'll be right back.
Consultant with Hollywood Connections. I'm going to be working with people to change their lifestyles. Do you have any discomfort in your body at all? We can use circulation therapy. We can also work with CBDs and the kinds of nutrition tips and tricks. Call me for your free health session now at 515-822-4877. That's 515-822-4877. And look for me on social media, CarrieKayDavis. Or contact me on the web at ckdconsulted.com.
That was Shark Attack 1, 2, and 3. We just had Scott Devine on. And now we're so excited. I have to tell you, April, next week we're going to talk more about your life.
Oh.
And I have Lisa V here. And before we do, Carrie's going to talk about her products. You've got something coming up with your CBD. You've got a couple things that you're doing as well. We've got a minute before we go to Soap This. And so just tell us what you're doing with your circulation therapy and where they can reach you.
Okay. Well, my circulation therapy and the clinic that I'm opening up with Pete and Kelly Chapman, I want to give a shout out. They're so awesome. It's going to be 6575 38th Street. I'm pretty sure that's it. And we're in St. Petersburg. And my number is 515-822-4877. And you can get me on social media. That's CARRIEKAYDAVIS or CKD.consultant.com.
We're going to be putting that video up from today when we were doing some promotion. And we got to get actually Patty on because she's got some super exciting news. You don't want to miss this. Do we have some like General Hospital music or Young and the Restless? Actually, Young and the Restless.
Oh, I think we have that.
Yes, the Young and the Restless. And we need to put the headsets over there because we got 7 minutes here left. And I know Carrie, you're going to trade the headphones over here. And Patty's been a friend of mine for Everland, and I've been to her events. And I want to tell you, go to Soap This on Facebook, like it, share it. And Patty, you've got some amazing stars from Soap Opera Land coming in November. Yeah, yeah. So tell us about what's happening with Soap This.
Okay. Yes. Hi, my name is Patty Warinsky. I've been here before, and I have a great event coming up November 2nd and 3rd. It's Young and the Restless actors coming to town.
Oh, yeah,
it's going to be.
That.
It's going to be Jordi Villasuso, who plays Ray Rosales. It's going to be Abby Newman, Melissa Ordway, and it's going to be Brighton James, who plays Devon.
Abby, what role is she on Young and the Restless?
She plays Abby Newman, Melissa Ordway.
Okay, okay. I was thinking, I haven't watched in 20 years.
Me
but,
too.
Yeah, but yeah. You know how soap operas are? I could probably watch one day and catch up the 20 years I missed.
And we are also going to do a tribute at this event to the late Christoph St. John.
Yes.
Brighton James, who plays Devon, played his son on the show. And he is super excited because we are going to do this tribute to Christoph St. John. I had the pleasure of meeting Christoph about 6 years ago. I brought him to town for an event. He was an amazing actor, and he was loved by everyone. So that's going to be one of the highlights of our events.
Can I say what's really cool is you have a soap contest that you actually, they can read the script from The Young and Restless with the soap stars and actually do a scene and be in Soap Digest, right?
Right. We have great auction items. We have raffle gifts. We're going to auction the actors off for a breakfast Sunday morning. And we play in our events, we play Who Wants to Be a Soap Star. And we have a script from the show, or we write a 5, 6, 8 line script. And we pick people from the audience, and they come up and act out the scenes with the actors.
How cool.
And that is so much fun.
What about a cruise coming up?
Okay, so that's my November event. You need to go to Soap This. ticketleap.com.
We'll share that
for your tickets, and Dawn will be promoting the event. I'll be back on the air again.
Yes.
And our next event after that is December 7th, and we are bringing the great Kathleen Gotti, who plays Dr. Obrick.
Ooh.
On General Hospital.
So all of you Clearwater, Tampa, fly in from all over that you're watching.
She is amazing. And I have a funny story to tell you about Kathleen. My father passed away Memorial Day weekend. But
about
7, 8 months ago, I had her here for an event. And my parents couldn't go to the event. So she was going to be here all day with her husband. So I said, Kathleen, would you mind going to my parents' house and seeing my parents? And she goes, I'd love to.
Aww.
So she walks into the living room, and she has this German accent on the show. So she walks into my parents' house, goes right up to my dad, who's sitting there in the living room, and she goes, Steve, I'm Dr. Obrick from General Hospital, and I came to make a house call. My dad's looking at her like, you know, it was great, and we have never forgotten that.
That is, you know, a star, because when I met her, and she took the time out to interview with me, and just really amazing.
She
woman.
Is amazing. She yeah. is amazing. So that event is going to be December 7th, and that's going to be a cocktail hour and a VIP dinner with Ooh. Kathleen Gotti.
And where is that located?
Okay, we don't reveal the
venue
until you go to TicketLeap to buy your tickets.
Gotcha.
Once you buy your tickets on TicketLeap, then the venue is revealed where it's going to be at.
Wow. And then I know we have 4 minutes. My engineer is
okay, I'm real quick. And then our next year, April 17th
through
the 20th, We are planning a soap and Hollywood cruise.
Yes.
Oh. It's going to be April 17th through the 20th. It's going to the Bahamas. We're just starting now to confirm some actors. And once we get all that confirmed and everything, mm-hmm. we'll start publicizing the cruise.
That's so exciting because that's an opportunity. I was on a Comic-Con cruise, and I get to meet all the stars from Stranger Things and, you know, The Walking Dead. It was very interesting, Galaxy Quest. And so this is going to be where you can actually mingle and talk to people. And
right. And we're gonna include some Hollywood actors too, instead of just doing soap opera stars. Ah. So it's gonna be an amazing cruise.
Well, we have some too. We had Barry Williams on before. Maybe he might be one from, you know, the Brady Bunch. We got to connect you to those as well. And so it's just been so fast, so fun. April's going, I'm trying to figure out what you do. It's we kind of promote everything and everybody.
No, it's just so creative. You know, so many people. You have so many great guests. I had no idea when I walked in. So I'm just sitting here soaking this all up. I'm like, she's the real deal.
Well, it's who you know and who knows you. And, you know, it's really Hollywood connections that I have. It's really Hollywood. Where God is really opening the doors. And, you know, we've been at the Christian Film Festival. We've been at the Sunscreen. We have reporters all over. So we're bringing more Christian film directors on board. We're bringing more agents. We have a SAG agent under my show as well. So if somebody's great like yourself and you need more agents, we have Famous Faces in Hollywood. So I'll get you that paperwork.
Yeah.
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 It's a pleasure to be able to be here and be crowned tonight. It was an honor. Like, it was just an honor. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. Yes, it was a
so
crowning
excited.
Moment. Yes, and we're going to keep playing that song, A Crowning Moment, before the end. And I do have a shout out. We have a beauty and health show on Thursday, Renee and I, and it's going to be actually on August 1st, and it's going to be really to save you some money. And it's the cost of cards that
she's
will...
on.
Oh, I guess I'm going to read
she's
that.
She's on.
But she's on. She's going to tell us about it in 1 minute. Go ahead, Renee.
Hey, Dawn, how you doing? How's everybody?
We're good. You have a minute.
we have a great show on Thursday.
August 1st.
And our guest is going to be on at 2:30 in the afternoon on Thursday. And his name is Steve Poznanski, and he's in Telecard. So it's a new electronic card that people can use for their businesses, and it's a great way to save our earth and to keep it, you know, our beautiful.
Right.
We're not going to be able to use trees anymore to use paper. It's going to be an amazing show. And this is something that was brought from Australia, and it's going through the country. And
nice.
Also, Shaquille O'Neal is backing this, too. I mean, he is one of the first ones that had received one from a doctor, and he's like, I like that. So he's part of this, too.
Wonderful. Renee, we have 1 minute. I'm sorry, we have 1 minute. I gotta go because I have one more announcement. But tune in Thursday, actually 2 to 3 with Renee and I on the Health and Beauty. We have an announcement. We're going to be doing a contest for someone to win 2 tickets to the event with Soap This. So maybe it's going to be writing a story why they want to go, Patty.
Why you want to go. We'll pick the
best letter.
One ticket will be one for this event.
Yes.
It'll be one for the December event.
Oh, and 1 ticket for this event, 1 for the next event. So if you could maybe write a letter to us.
Yes.
And tell us why you want to go, why you're a soap opera fan, and why you'd like to meet these stars. Right?
Right.
Wow. It's been special. April, I know you come
sweetheart.
Here. We're going to have you next week. We have more time with April next week and more interviews about her life and what she's doing and whatever we can promote to help you as well.
Thank you.
It's been an honor. Carrie, I hope you have a fun year with me. Get ready to put your
seatbelt
on and fly.
I totally can't wait.
Yes, and Lisa, God bless you at The Voice. Our prayers are with
yes,
you that you just
best
rock
of luck.
It. Woo! Yes. And we want to thank you for coming in as well and supporting your wife. And remember, give God all the glory and honor in your life.
Amen.
Watch things happen. And if you've got a product to sell, we'll sell it. If you've got something else you want to promote, a book, a song, we have artists, we have talent searches, please let us know and call us at 727-871-7788. If you would like to help support this show, go to PayPal and put in Dawn Reese. @yahoo.com, or actually, no, Dawn Reese Show @yahoo.com, and help support our show as we pay for it ourselves and everyone and our guest and Lisa and Carrie tonight. Thank you so much. God bless
Thank
you.
Thank you. Goodbye.
And have a great day. This is your crowning glory Bye. Moment. There we go.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.